Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, now, was it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is looking at you, kid.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up, we're talking UFC 169. The results, they're in the bank, folks. It's all over. That's right, we'll talk about the championships that did not change hands. We'll talk about the semi-main event with the heavyweight bout that didn't go the way I wanted it to go. Lots of things didn't happen last night the way I envisioned them going into UFC 169. But of course, we're talking about the world of mixed martial arts where anything can happen any different way. Submission, knockout, TKO, lose on points, get disqualified. I mean, wait, there's so many ways to win and lose in the world of mixed martial arts and the UFC that, well, you just can't always be right all the time. So I want to give some props, and I'll give them in a few minutes. But I have to say that Renan Barreiro is an outstanding fighter, and Jose Aldo, well, Jose Aldo is the best at 145 pounds, no question about that. That is the featherweight division in the world of mixed martial arts. Once again, go through the divisions real fast. Flyweight's 125, bantamweight's 135, featherweight's 145, lightweight's 155 pounds, welterweight is 170 pounds, middleweight is 185 pounds, and, of course, light heavyweight is 205 pounds, and 205 plus to 265 pounds. That is the heavyweight division in the world of mixed martial arts. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power bringing us into the break. This is the great Emilio Castillo and Hubert Tubbs.
The style of your hair, the way that you fare, under all conditions, your mind.
Let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why kill us both? Look, just kill one of us. You only got two ways out, dead and feet first.
Horns? That is the Super Strokeland Band, the combination of Huey Lewis and the News and Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Now, don't forget, we are Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays, we go to 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. We talk boxing and mixed martial arts. We combine both into 1 hour of programming. Then we have Sunday's show, the two-hour show. The first hour is boxing. The second hour, this hour, all about the world of MMA, UFC, Bellator, Invicta, etc. Speaking of UFC, UFC 169 now. It's in, you know, it's history, and it didn't go over as well as I wanted it to go over. Okay, I mean, I really wanted Uriah Faber to win this championship against Renan Barreiro. Barreiro has lost since like 2005. I mean, he's the real deal. There's no question about it. He's only lost one fight. I think it was his pro debut. I mean, man. I mean, you can't say enough about the guy, okay? You really just can't. But Uriah Faber came into this fight. He was in the best physical and mental shape I think he could be in as far as being 33 or 34 years old is concerned. He wasn't a beaten-up veteran. He is a guy that hadn't taken a lot of lickings. And, of course, he had that cracked rib in the first round of the first fight he had with Barreiro a couple of years ago in 2012. But Barreiro stopped in the first round, TKO on punches, and I wasn't game on that. Uriah moaned afterwards. I thought Uriah was handling himself. He knew he was in a precarious situation, no question about it. But I thought he was doing the best to take most of the power off of the blows that were being thrown by the champion Renan Barreiro. Okay, but the referee stepped in, stopped the fight 3 minutes and 42 seconds into the opening round. So still, the world bantamweight 135-pound champion, Renan Barreiro of Brazil. Speaking of Brazil, Jose Aldo. Don't call him Jose. Call him Jose. Jose Aldo beat Ricardo Llamas. Ricardo Llamas, we dogged him on the show yesterday. We didn't think he belonged in the same octagon, in the same square. He belongs. Ricardo Llamas belongs, okay? He fought Jose Aldo pretty tough. He took some kicks both to the body and to the legs. I mean, you know, Jose is probably one of the hardest kickers pound for pound in the sport, no question about it. And what he does so well is he's a boxer. Now, let me tell you how he sort of boxes. He uses the boxing mentality. When you throw a left hand in boxing, your left part of your body's forward. So in order to throw the right hand, you're going to be turning your body and getting leverage into it. So left, right. Can you see that? And if you want to imagine this, imagine you're turning a doorknob with your left hand and you're turning a doorknob with your right hand. So your arms are going to be straight out in both instances. Okay. But Aldo kicked, he would punch to the head and then kick with the opposite foot to the body, like a boxer, like left, right, left, right, left punch, right kick. Right kick, left punch. I mean, I thought that was amazing last night. And what I thought even was more amazing than that was for Llamas to take it. Holy cow! He won the fifth round. He dogged Aldo in the fifth round pretty good. Aldo's not the best when it comes to stamina. He strains a little bit, I think, to make the 145-pound limit. But I'm going to tell you just like this. He's never lost a fight. outside of that one fight he had at 155 pounds. So essentially he's unbeaten. And what more can you say? Is he the best fighter pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts? He might be. Borrello may be. Seriously. But Borrello, I think he needs to give Uriah Faber another shot there. Not just because Uriah's my buddy, and I love him to death, okay? Well, of course, Team Alpha Male, Sacramento, California, MMA. But it's not that. It's just that I thought the fight was stopped inappropriately. I thought there should have been a more definitive ending to that fight than the way it ended. And Uriah Faber is going to get another shot. I'm really feeling he will get another shot. And you know what I think the UFC needs to do? And some of you are going to laugh at me and say, you're turning it into boxing, Pedro. No, I think we should have United States champions in the UFC. I think the UFC should have a United States champion. I think they should have a European champion. And I think they should have an Asian champion. And if there were guys fighting down in Antarctica, they'd have an Antarctica. You know what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that's the way it should be. Because I think that with the only the titles, you know, the flyweight, the bantamweight, the featherweight, the lightweight, the welterweight, the middleweight, the light heavyweight, the heavyweight. There's only eight titles, and that's the way boxing was. There's only eight weight classes to begin with, okay? But you only got eight champions. So you got guys so that maybe can fight maybe once or twice a year. So we're talking at the most 16 title fights, okay? But if we got U.S. champs, Dana White, I know he's going to kill me for saying this, but if we got United States champions, guys that were, you know, just fighting for the United States title. In other words, guys that aren't good enough to be the world champion, but could be the United States champion. Plus, we could use that belt in order to make some money. It's just my ideas as far as bringing those boxing belts into they call them alphabet belts, alphabet titles, into the world of the UFC. Alistair Overeem. Ah, the steroid freak. We call him Overroyd. Well, I guess they checked him. I guess they'll post-fight check him. The results aren't in quite yet. But he beat Frank Mir. Decisively, 30-27 across the board. Frank Mir, the former UFC heavyweight champion, of course, one of the great TV analysts in the world of MMA, one of the great radio guests in the world of MMA. I mean, he's just, I like him. He's a great personality to be around, man. Frank Mir is always fun being around Frank Mir. Alistair Overeem, you know we talked about him in the past, and I know Frank had some steroid issues, but Alistair Overeem, you know, he knew he was going to be tested by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. They told him, we're going to subject you to random tests. And he showed up for a press conference like a year plus ago. And he tested positive for like 25 or 30 times more testosterone in his body than he normally should have. Okay. Tried to say some doctor gave it to him for a headache or some mild ache or something like that. The bottom line was he was cheating. I mean, we all know that he cheated. I mean, you don't get from 205 pounds, 208 pounds, 215 pounds. I think he was fighting in Pride. You don't get from that to 250 pounds of rock hard muscle like Barry Bonds. Your hat size doesn't grow at the age of 35. You know, your shoe, you're not wearing a size 11 shoe and the next thing you know, you're wearing a 13 and a half. You know, this stuff doesn't happen, folks. It only happens with performance-enhancing drugs. But Frank Mir, no longer able to pull the trigger. It's really sad in my book. I mean, that's what I noticed in the Daniel Cormier fight last year. Of course, Cormier, the undefeated heavyweight, dropping down the light heavyweight. What's he now, like 14-0, an Olympic medalist? And he's eventually take on John Jones, but he's take on Rashad Evans next. But, you know, these guys coming down in weight, making weight is not all that easy. I understand that. But putting weight on, it ain't hard to put on weight. Okay? It just isn't hard to put on weight. You can eat an extra meal here and there, and you can put on some weight, okay, as far as fighting is concerned, training is concerned. But Alistair Overeem, to go from like 205 pounds and looking like John Boy Walton or some skinny kid, okay, to looking like, you know, Hercules at 250, 255 pounds, yes, I think he cheated. I know he cheated. They caught him finally. And, of course, that should have been a lifetime suspension. It wasn't. They didn't suspend him, but for a year, I think it was 9 months because he wasn't licensed yet. But the bottom line was Alistair Overeem did beat Frank Mir last night, and it was a bit sad to see Frank not being able to pull the trigger. In other words, he got himself in great shape, just like he did for the Cormier fight. He was there mentally. He was there physically. But he couldn't get himself in the fights. He just couldn't do it. Couldn't pull the trigger. You know, and Frank will say this. He said this many times. Like, we got a soundbite on it. If he gets a hold of a limb, it's over. He's got the most stops, I think, in UFC history as far as the heavyweight division is concerned. I mean, he's Mr. Submission. But couldn't get Alistair Overeem together. And Dana White wasn't all that impressed with Alistair Overeem. He was straight up Alistair Overeem. We call him Overroyd. Not my favorite guy. I wish to God he would just go away. I thought he had, after two losses, we'd gotten rid of him. We didn't get rid of him. He's still around. And Dana White wasn't pleased with his performance last night. Quote Dana White, it was a crappy performance by Alistair. Yeah, I think any time he steps into the octagon, it's a crappy performance because I think the guy's a cheat. And I think there's no doubt about it. He's been caught. He's been convicted. He was suspected. Speaking of caught and suspected, bad news last night at USC 169. Newark, New Jersey. Two people were stabbed in the stands at USC 169. A surprise? And Joyzy? No. Sorry, Joyzy. You got Frankie Valli and you got John Signorelle. Outside of that, you ain't got a whole lot. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
This is a bad spot to be in. 2 minutes left.
Going for the rear naked. He rolls him over. Randleman.
Oh, he's got the figure four body lock.
And
at least he's got him locked.
In a lot of trouble. Can Kevin Randleman get out of this? Randleman holding on.
This is how Gracie finished Kondo in his last fight. Props to Randleman at 38, desperately trying to save his career.
Randleman is keeping that arm from being underneath his chin. But the moment it slides underneath his chin, Kevin Randleman's in a world of trouble here. The one thing he can do is he can wrestle to put his back on the mat. If he puts his back on the mat, Gracie can't.
training in.
And again, how much difficulty he's used to training with the gi, it looks like he is having. And again, Randleman, great job of defending, but Gracie with the gi, not with the gi in mixed martial arts.
Well, it's hard to do, and plus, look how long his arms are. That's a long arm to get underneath that chin. Randleman's just swimming the chin around and keeping it from getting underneath.
Very impressed with Randleman's submission defense.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, my God, they've shot him!
I've glimpsed your incredible nincompoop at the end of the quarter.
You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. The sound of the time tunnel. It's an intriguing show back in the day. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29 plus years now. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. As I said, 29 plus years now defending that title, often imitated but never duplicated. You can check out the other MMA shows. You can check out the other boxing shows. And guess what? They just don't deliver. Not like this one does. Speaking of delivery, we'll go to one of my main delivery guys when it comes to the world of MMA and boxing. Of course, we're going to get him in just a couple of minutes to talk about Zach Attack Young. And things are rolling good as far as the UFC is concerned. Of course, UFC 169 now in the bank. We talked about Frank Mir losing Ali. I have to show Bagulinov. Anyway, he beat John Lineker on a unanimous nod, 29-28 across the board. Alex Shrew was the winner in a lightweight bout. Those guys were flyweights. Ali was a flyweight. That's 125 pounds. At 155 pounds, Abel Trujillo beat Jamie Varner. That was a KO on a punch at 2 minutes and 32 seconds of round number two. The prelims, that was the pay-per-view card. The prelims were on Fox Sports 1, formerly the Speed Channel, in case you don't know that. Because some of you got cable guides at home like they're are decades old, years old, right? And you look down there and like, well, channel 142, channel 143, you know, that's not the Speed Channel. That's not the Speed Channel. Interesting. Okay, anyway, bottom line is the Speed Channel is now Fox Sports 1, and that is the exclusive home of the UFC on cable TV. No Spike TV, none of that kind of stuff. Fox Sports 1, of course, they throw the big shows like the Fox Sports UFC on Fox 10, which had Josh Thompson losing that controversial decision to Benson Henderson about a fortnight ago. But that's on the big network. We're talking about Fox Sports 1. This is your cable channel, and they're hoping to build this into the UFC channel. Good luck with that, because some people just don't know where it is. Plus, they got these cable guides that say Speed Channel still. Chris Carrizo was a winner. He beat Danny Martinez, unanimous nod. That was at flyweight. That's 125 pounds. Middleweight, 185 pounds. Nick Salone was a winner over Tom Watts. That was the decision. It was split 29-28, 28-29, and 30-27. One judge thought that Watson had won 29-28. Okay, another winner on the card, Ala Quinta beat up on Kevin Lee. It was unanimous, not across the board, and not a whole lot there. It was a lightweight bout. Middleweight, these prelims on this UFC Fight Pass, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to spend like $10 a month or something like that, and you do this Fight Pass type of thing, and you get different UFC events. You get to watch different fights. You get backstage stuff, all that kind of good stuff, sort of like an inside look into the world of the UFC. But I don't think they're doing the same thing that the WWE is doing, and that the World Wrestling Entertainment folks, Mr. McMahon, you know, the fake wrestling, the fake fighting, he's willing to put his product on this WWE channel at $9.99 a month, and he'll let you watch WrestleMania, he'll let you watch the Royal Rumble, all his big pay-per-view events will all be for free if you spend $9.99 a month. I think that's a whole lot better deal because some people just buy WrestleMania, and that's like $80, $70, $79 in high definition. If you buy that once a year, $79. So if the UFC came up with a plan that covered the pay-per-view cards and things like that, and they wanted to put a price out there, I think people could really jump on that because, you know, spending $70 a month. I go watch the fights over at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Of course, that's on Hesperian Boulevard, right off East 14th Street. You can watch every boxing, every sporting event, baseball, cricket, football, soccer. I can go on and on and on and on. I mean, Ricky's got it all over. He's got like 1,000 big screens and high definition. He's got it going on, all the latest in technology. But you can check him out at rickys.com. That's rickys.com. That's in San Leandro, California. If you ever want to see any fight or any sporting event at all and watch it on the big screen with a great crowd and a fantastic menu that used to have the Pedro Fernandez quesadilla, it didn't sell too well, so they dumped it off. Ricky took it off the menu, said he was going to try to replace it, but I want that I want it to have the Willie Brown. Willie Brown was an all-pro cornerback for the Oakland Raiders, okay? So they got the Willie Brown New York steak sandwich. That's sort of the one I want. You know, I want to be the best over. Anyway, check them out, rickys.com, for any sporting events as far as the Bay Area is concerned. Good environment, good menu, good people. I'm talking about rickys.com. Who else was a winner on that card? These guys fought on this UFC Fight Pass. Clint Hester was winner over Andy Entz. That was a unanimous nod, 30-27. One judge had it 30-26. And Rashid Magomedov beat Tony Martin on unanimous nod across the board, 29-28. Those guys are lightweights. Hester was a middleweight. Welterweight Neil Magny beat up on Gassan Umalov. That was a unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board. Those guys were fighting at welterweights. Now, big news in the world of the UFC. Of course, we've got UFC on Fight Night, Saturday night, the 15th, Leona Machida. We'll talk about that in a little while. But Vitor Belfort's going to get his head handed to him. You know why? Because on May 24th, he's going to take on the best fighter, I think, the best middleweight in the world, no question about it. I'm talking about the man that beat Anderson Silva not once, but twice. Knocked him out once, broke his leg the second time. What more can you say about total dominance, huh? And it was the second round the second time, and he had won the first round. I'm talking about Weidman. He overwhelmed Anderson Silva in the first round. The bottom line is Chris Weidman is going to take on this steroid junkie, this monkey, Vitor Belfort. Used to be known as a phenom. You hear we run some clips on him, and I was a fan of his back in the day, but I didn't think the guy was all juiced up. I really didn't, okay? But, you know, now he's taking testosterone replacement therapy. So they're allowing him to take steroids because he took steroids at one point in time in his life, cheated, messed up his system so he can't produce this testosterone anymore. He can't produce it on a normal level anymore because he cheated and screwed his body up with performance-enhancing drugs, a.k.a. anabolic steroids. So we're going to give him steroids because he cheated and screwed his body up. Does that make any sense to you at all? Huh? I mean, come on, man. You wouldn't give a child molester a job in a daycare center after he got out? Think about it. Vitor Belfort, May 24th, Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman's going to lick him like a stamp. Chris Weidman's the real deal. Undefeated, never been taken off his feet, I don't believe. I think Anderson Silva might have taken him off one time. Maybe taken down one time. Solid wrestling base, learning boxing 101. Of course, that's how he knocked out Anderson Silva the first time last year. Boxing 101, good old left hooks and right hands. He is the real deal, okay? He's going to take on Vitor Belfort, who's taking this testosterone replacement therapy. It'll be May 24th. It'll be the MGM Grand Garden in Las Vegas, Nevada. Straight up, it's going to be a great fight because I think Weidman's going to finally retire the phenom. Seriously, he's going to hurt Vitor. You know, and Vitor is not going to be able, like Kyle Kingsbury said, when he fights in Brazil, he's a totally different fighter. His physical look is just like of that of absolutely an Adonis, okay? But here in the States, where they're monitoring him, they're only allowing him to go up to certain levels as far as this testosterone replacement therapy junk is concerned. Legal steroids is what Pedro and a lot of guys call it, okay? But he's going to be able, they'll be monitoring him. He's going to fight here in the States. That's what Kyle Kingsbury says is a good thing, because if he fought down there in Brazil, God knows what he might be on, okay? That's just the way Kyle feels, and a lot of the fighters that I've talked to, especially the guys down there in Silicon Valley at the American Kickboxing Academy, okay, they all think that, for the most part, this testosterone replacement therapy is a bunch of crap. Straight up, I think it is too as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So Weidman, Belfort, May 24th, Las Vegas. I think this is the fight that you want to see. I think Vitor is going to put up a good fight for a little while, and he's going to get beat down, okay? And Chris Weidman's going to go on to prove why I picked him to beat Anderson Silva both times for the middleweight championship, and when I picked him to beat Mark Munoz. Mark Munoz is a good friend of mine, but I had looked at both these guys. I'd seen a couple clips of Weidman going in. I noticed he'd never been taken off his feet before he fought Munoz. I said to myself, I'm going to go with Weidman here, the undefeated guy. And guess what? Weidman won that night, but out of 30 people ringside, 30 members of the media, 29 picked Munoz to win. I picked Weidman. I didn't know. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Steiner Sports wants to congratulate Peyton Manning on winning the 2013 NFL MVP award. As an exclusive athlete, Steiner Sports has your ticket to 100% authentic hand-signed Peyton Manning memorabilia. Visit www.steinersports.com today to view the entire Peyton Manning collection. For a limited time only, enter promo code PEYTON15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire purchase. Remember, the site to visit is www.steinersports.com.
Robitussin Cofaquence number 17, unexpected turbulence.
Hello, this is your captain. We're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TM Max now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the consequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be hearing Vitor Belfort being announced the winner May 24th when he takes on Chris Weidman in Las Vegas for the World Middleweight Championship. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every weekend. We air Saturdays for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, where we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts into an hour beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then we come again on Sunday for 2 hours. An hour of boxing, an hour of MMA, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So it's an hour on Saturday at 11 a.m., and then 2 hours on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, both on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, now it appears that Jose Aldo, the world featherweight champion, is stepping up to lightweight. He's going to take a lightweight title fight against Anthony Pettis. That's what I'm hearing now. And Benson Henderson, the young man that won that controversial nod a couple of weeks ago over Josh Thompson on UFC on Fox 10, he's not happy about it. He wanted that third fight with Pettis. Of course, he's been stopped by Pettis twice. So I don't know why I wouldn't be inclined to want to fight a guy the third time when he stopped me twice on submissions. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, I just wouldn't want to get in there a third time with a guy that has probably got my number. And I think Benson Henderson, that's the case. And Anthony Pettis, the champion at lightweight, I think he has his number. But now Jose Aldo, who, as I said, never lost a fight in his life, except for at lightweight, is going to move up to the lightweight division. He's a big, big featherweight. I guess he's tired of cutting weight. And they're going to move up to 155 pounds. And this fight's going to take place this year. And as like I said, Benson Henderson, not all that happy about it. Now, Lyoto Machida, good fighter. No question about it. I mean, he's had his ups and downs. He was the youngest champ. I think he was the youngest champion as far as age-wise at one point in time. Now, they call him the Dragon. Yeah, well, the Dragon, some days he is a dragon. Other days he's like a lizard. I mean, just some days he's got it. Some days he just doesn't. He's 20-4. He's taking on Gegard Mousawi. Mousawi's 34-3-2. He's the real deal. Both these guys are the real deal. You look at their numbers. The number is good. Of course, this is going to be UFC Fight Night, Saturday, February 15th. That'll be live from Brazil. It'll be at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, 7:30 Pacific time. That'll be only on Fox Sports 1. So this would be a good card to watch. I mean, you get to watch fights from Brazil, and you get to see where the sport, you know, this is where the sport got its start. I mean, this is where it was born. This is where the old man Gracie put this Brazilian jiu-jitsu, this idea of fighting on your back sometimes, and some guys do it well, okay? Fighting on your back and fighting on the ground, this is how he put it all together. He put it all together down there in Brazil. But the main event, Gegard Mousawi, Lyoto Machida, I'm going to have to go with Machida on that one. I wonder what the odds are going to be on that one. Let's check this out. The odds are, yep, Machida is a 270 favorite. So he's a minus 270 favorite, and Mousawi is a plus 210 underdog. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is if you bet a dollar on Mousawi, you'd get $3.10 back, okay? If you bet $2.70 on Machida, you'd get $3.70 back. Hear what I'm trying to say? That's what the odds. And, of course, there's another bout on the card. We'll get into that in just a minute. But, you know, these UFC fight nights, this is free entertainment, world-class competition, MMA at its very best. The UFC, of course, is like the New York Yankees, or, you know, except Alex Rodriguez. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is they're like the franchise of all franchises. I mean, this is it. As far as MMA is concerned, this is top of the line. I mean, you've got Bellator out there, and they're trying to put their act together for Spike TV. I think they're coming back on a Friday night in a couple of weeks on Spike TV with weekly shows, with more power to them. But, you know, you got to stay regular. If you don't stay regular, people don't know who you are. I mean, people expect to tune into the dial like they do this radio show. And, of course, we got the podcast, that kind of stuff, too. But they tune in to hear it live. They tune in at a certain point in time. They want to tune in to hear it live. They want to do the same thing with fights, okay? And you can. I think that this Fight Pass thing, I think if it expands and it covers all the UFC pay-per-views, I think that'll be great. But if it doesn't, not all that impressed with it. Before I go back to this UFC fight night, there's a new list out pound for pound on the UFC as far as their top 10 pound for pound guys are concerned. And they've got John Jones ranked number one. I think Mr. Kyle Kingsbury was sort of somewhat agreeing on that. Jose Aldo, number two, the world featherweight champion, soon to fight Anthony Pettis for the world lightweight championship at 155 pounds. But the world featherweight limit is 145 pounds.
the third ranked fighter in the top 10 pound for pound list on the UFC website. Is the heavyweight champion of the world, man. The baddest dude on the planet, Cain Velasquez. Yeah, you saw him get rattled in that third fight with Junior Dos Santos. Remember, he got rattled a little bit right at the beginning of the fight, sort of wobbled, man, but he got it together, and he beat the snot out of Junior Dos Santos down the stretch. In fact, Junior Dos Santos is going to come back in a few months, but, man, I think they got to take it real easy with that guy because the punishment he took, I thought that was like, it was almost life-ending, let alone career-ending. But Cain Velasquez, who has never lost a round, never lost a round, in the UFC, never lost a round in competition. Seriously. I mean, he got knocked out that one fight. Of course, that was Junior Dos Santos catching him cold, catching him fast a couple almost 3 years ago. But straight up, Cain Velasquez is the world heavyweight champion, recovering from shoulder surgery and rehab right now. The world flyweight champion is ranked number 4. His name is Demetrius Johnson. They call him Mighty Mouse. I call him Little Superfly, but yeah, he's 125 pounds. Technically, flawless. I mean, he finishes guys. I don't know what more. He beat up on Joseph Benavidez of Team Alpha Male up there in Sacramento. They're not having a good run of late. But he took him out a few weeks ago, and that was amazing. It was just amazing the way he did. Whoa! I mean, he is a surprise fighter. I think Joe Rogan says that he's the best technical fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA. I'm talking about Demetrius Johnson, number 4 on the pound for pound UFC list. And he is the world flyweight 125-pound champion. Now, my guy, Chris Weidman, world middleweight champion, now ranked number 5. And he deserves to be there or higher, okay? He's never been beat up. Never really lost a round. Think about it. Hasn't lost too many. Never been taken off his feet. Hasn't lost a fight. Undefeated. World middleweight champion, beats the best fighter in the history of the sport, Anderson Silva, knocks him out the first time, boxing 1-1, and then the second time, he checks a kick from Silva, and Silva breaks his leg. And people say, oh, that's a fluke. That was no fluke. You put your knee there, and you want these guys to kick you with their little their shin bones into your knee, okay? And your knee will break their shin bones, or at least hurt them. It doesn't usually break them, but it hurts them. But this one, it broke Anderson Silva's leg, and Silva was, like, toast at that point in time, okay? So he's talking about maybe coming back again. Yeah, come back in another world, another generation, another lifetime. Your fighting days are over, baby. But guess what? After Renan Moreira, who's ranked number 6 on the pound-for-pound list. Of course, that TKO winner over Uriah Faber last night, albeit controversially, is number 7. Guess who? Anderson Silva. How do you rank a guy that got knocked out and then got his leg broke in 2 straight fights and lost 2 straight fights? How the heck can you rank him number 7 on the pound-for-pound list? How can you do this? I mean, is Anderson's... I've got this figured out. I've got this figured out, Cuddy. Anderson Silva is a webmaster at UFC.com. He's the guy that puts together the website. It's got to be. Why else would he be number 7? I mean, we don't rank Muhammad Ali nowadays, do we, in boxing? We don't rank Muhammad Ali or Joe Frazier. Anderson Silva, basically the same thing, man. Old burnt toast, okay? He's number 7. Number 8, Anthony Pettis. Of course, the world lightweight champion coming off the injury. He'll be taking on Jose Aldo in his next fight. That's going to be a good fight, but Aldo moving up in weight, 10 pounds. The only time he ever fought at 155, he had lost, so we'll see if he can handle the challenge, but that's going to be a good fight. Pettis and Aldo, man, that's a super fight in the world of MMA and UFC. Now, number 9, no surprise here, folks, because I told you about maybe 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that she was going to be the most prolific fighter in the history of the UFC. And she is Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Triple R, call her what you want. She's smart. She's beautiful. She talks the talk. She walks the walk. She's undefeated. Nobody's outside of Miesha Tate, nobody's gotten out of the first round with her. She's like unbeaten, 8-0, 9-0, something like that. She's like, wow. I mean, she's awesome. Her mother was a former world judo champion. She was the only woman to ever medal in judo for the United States. She took a bronze medal in the 2008 Olympics in China. So she's the real deal. You've heard her on the show. She talks the talk. I mean, nobody does better promos than her. Nobody. I mean, Ali or Ric Flair. She's up there with those guys. I kid you not. She can really talk, okay? And, of course, she's the crossover factor here is that she'll be bringing women over to the UFC. Because guess what? You know, women don't want to watch, how can I put this? Mannish looking women fight. They really don't like that. Women don't want to see that because women realize that's not natural. You know, when you've got a girl out there, looks like she needs a shave. Okay, that's not natural. Everybody knows that. Okay, women don't want to see that. But if you put good looking women in the octagon, like Misha Tate and like Ronda Rousey, okay, and Ronda Rousey, of course, is a star, but superstar, is it? This crossover is going to come in, and good-looking chicks are going to be wanting to watch this good-looking chick fight who really looks like a chick and not like a man. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody wants to watch a manly girl fight. They want to see chick-chick fights, you know, straight-up even matches. I mean, one girl against another girl and trying to impose her will. Right now, Ronda Rousey's on the top of the game, and, of course, she is the only recognized UFC female champion. She is the bantamweight champion, 135 pounds. And people ask me, why aren't there more weight classes as far as the women are concerned? Give it time. There just aren't that many good women in the world of MMA right now, according to my experts, where you can put them on the world-class stage. Johnny Hendricks, ranked number 10. Johnny Hendricks, of course, a loser to GSP, causing GSP to retire. Speaking of GSP, ripped the UFC over VADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association. Of course, they're ruling that, he wanted to do the VADA testing for this fight with Johnny Hendricks in November, and Hendricks didn't want to do it, and UFC didn't want to do it, and UFC wouldn't back GSP on this, and GSP has been rumored in the past to have been the user of performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, people thought that for a long time, but now he wants to get tested. He's an older guy now, what's he, like 32 years old or close to it, and, you know, he's retired. Now the world welterweight champion no more, and Johnny Hendricks, of course, is going to step up and fight for the vacant title in a couple of weeks. But Johnny Hendricks ranked number 10 in the top 10 pound-for-pound list. Number 11, Vitor the Cheater Belfort. Hope you get licked like a stamp, and I know you will, May 24th when Chris Weidman just dismantles you. Benson Henderson ranked number 12. He's dropped a couple notches on the list, and I guess it was because that went over Josh Thompson wasn't all that, how can I put this, decisive. I guess this was before last night's card, but Uriah Faber is ranked number 13. He was a loser last night to Renan Barrera at TKO1, although a very premature stoppage. Number 14, I can go with this. How about Gilbert Melendez, the former Strikeforce lightweight champion, the man a lot of people thought beat Benson Henderson for the lightweight championship. Remember that? Yeah, man, and that was a hell of a fight. Plus, Gilbert and Diego Sanchez put on the greatest fight in the history of MMA last year. I mean, remember that one? Holy cow. Talk about highlight reel after highlight reel after highlight reel. Man, I got to get Gilbert Melendez on the show real soon. Gilbert Melendez, the former Strikeforce champion, the controversial loser to Mr. Benson Henderson. Everybody loses these controversial nods to Henderson. Henderson's got a rabbit's foot or something like that. Anyway, have you paid for the price of gas lately? I mean, seriously, talk about price per gallon. Listen to this. There is only so much oil in the ground. Sooner or later there won't be much around. Tell that to your kids while you're driving around downtown. There's only so much oil in the ground.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bajorn.
Get past the people. Get past the hitman.
I guess as long as we keep running that, we're not going to get anybody from Bellator to come over on the show. Who cares? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, we've got Gegard Mousasi taking on Leona Machida on that UFC Fight Night this February the 15th. That's on Fox Sports 1. UFC 170, get this, Ronda Rousey taking on Sarah McMahon. Of course, Ronda Rousey, like the star that she is, that's coming from the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. It'll probably hold about 12,000 people. She is the world champion at 135 pounds. Also on the same card, a fight I talked about a little earlier, Rashad Evans, the former light heavyweight champion, 205 pounds, taking on Daniel Cormier, the heavyweight coming down, the former Olympian. I think he was Oklahoma State. I'm not sure if that's where he went to school. I think he went to school in Oklahoma. But the bottom line is he is like the real deal, man. And at 205, he may be unstoppable, even for the great John Jones. Let's talk about Daniel Cormier, who's never lost a fight. He's beat Josh Barnett. He's beat Frank Mir. He's beat notable heavyweights. Now he's stepping down, or dropping down to 205 pounds to take on Rashad Evans, a former champion. Sugar Evans looked good in his last fight. But before that, he'd been rutting hot and cold. And I think his best days are behind him, so I'm figuring Cormier is going to win that fight. February 22nd, UFC 170, live on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Now, don't forget, we run two shows each weekend, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we come back Sunday with a two-hour show, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, I want you to remember the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Until then, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.